My name is Oleg Samus, and I'm the president of SatCat Software, and the main designer, lead developer, and pretty much every other position in the company. We do mobile games. By now, we're spread to all platforms, iOS, Mac, and now Windows 7, Windows 8, and pretty much anything else that runs out there. So we started developing when the original iPhone came out, when everybody realized the huge potential for the apps on mobile. When Windows came out, we realized that that's an even bigger opportunity because the space is just enormous compared to iPhones and iPads combined. And we started porting all of our engines onto that. We always knew we want to be on as many devices as possible. So from the beginning, we were writing our own engine to not depend on anything specific to a vendor. And so it was perfect when Windows 8 came out. We just ported our engine onto it, and a lot of our games were already running on it. For developers, especially small studios, it's a huge opportunity to present their game to essentially 90% of the world that uses computers. For us, we think we couldn't miss that opportunity, and so we took it and ran with it. We think that there's a great opportunity to make money on the Windows 8. So much attention is being paid to the apps that some developers will definitely be out there at the top. And if you monetize your apps intelligently, whether it's advertising or directly or through in-app purchases, there's opportunity to make a huge amount of money there. And then with the news that Unreal Engine is going to support Windows 8 and all the other big major publishers, we see the Windows Store becoming the dominant platform for game distribution, and actually all of app distribution on Windows. The development process starts with an idea first. Then we proceed to design, mostly in Photoshop, where we put the game visually together. Then we bring those pieces into actual programming environment and start building the engine. Because we already had the engine ported to Windows 8 before this, the actual development time took only about a week and a half, bringing the total time to 3 weeks from start to finish for the whole idea. Programming and making games in particular is like playing with a giant building block set where the possibilities are limitless. You create your own universe, and basically the sky is the limit.